and handle the truth.
Good evening, wherever you be in the world. This is Ralph Kermit Winterode II coming to you live, the Ralph Winterode Show out of Alaska. And most of you probably are aware that we had a major earthquake in Alaska. And guess where my house is sitting? Almost directly on top of the epicenter. I sit north and west of Anchorage. And I can unequivocally tell you this is the first time of all the earthquakes that I have experienced that I ever actually, I was sitting upstairs working on my computer, and I just got a replacement Samsung 55-inch. The other one, about a year and a half out, went west. Just got it up and working about a week and a half ago, and I was up here, and this earthquake started. I hung on to it. I got a big, super big, heavy desk. It takes probably 3 men to get this thing up the stairs or four. I mean, it is a... I was hanging on to the monitor with both hands, one on each side, and it was all I could do to keep it upright on the desk. I have a house that is not finished. It's built out of 2x12s in the roof with foam between them and 2x8s on the wall with foam, which makes it very stiff. My house was actually twisting and turning. I could not believe it. I've never seen anything like it. And I don't know how long it went on, a minute and a half or 2 minutes, whatever, but I am telling you, it was scary. I really, really thought my roof might collapse, but I said, well, if these 2x12s can't hold it, then what's gonna save me? And when I got through, because I have about 20... bookshelves upstairs, not counting the ones downstairs, with books, and there are books all over the freaking floor. These shelves, they were crashed into each other, and to leave the upstairs, I had to get down because they were crashed over against each other, And I basically crawled out like a snake because it was all full of books on the floor, which I got to finish up today, getting my house back to normal. And of course, downstairs, I made another technical error, which I will never make again. I had three great big coffee, or like big coffee cans, sitting on my stove with used cooking oil. And I have a 5 gallon thing that I put it in, and I was going to empty them the other day, and I didn't. So now I got cooking oil all over the stove and the floor, and oh God, and of course now my well doesn't work. I'm on a water well, so I don't know what's going on with that. Got a guy going to come out and look at it, maybe in a day or two. But anyway, I was really concerned because I got a new cat. My other cat, Praetorian, that I had for 14 years died, and so I got another one. That's the only way to cure that problem, and I call him Romeo because he loves to be held and petted. And I hollered at him, and I went downstairs, and I thought, God, maybe he's buried in all these books, because he was upstairs a little before the earthquake. So I went downstairs, and I'm getting ready to go to town, because, of course, we got no power. As soon as the earthquake started, the power went out immediately. And I thought, well, I'll go to town and get breakfast. Well, Wasilla had no power, had to go clear to Palmer 40 miles away to find a restaurant. But I'm sitting on the edge of the bed, and all of a sudden, it's been probably an hour after the earthquake, why, here Romeo comes out from the end of the bed, and he's like he's stalking a bird or something. He takes one step, got the other paw in the air, and he's looking around, and he just kept doing that till he got to the door. I leaned out of the bedroom and he stopped. He looked like he thought he was, boy, there's something really rottenly wrong here. I had a laugh. We should have had my iPhone with me right then so I could have took a picture of him. But anyway, all is well. I survived. The house survived and the cat survived. So doesn't get any better than that. But unbelievable. I tell you, I have never, like I said, this house is built out of 2x12s. The roof and the wall is 2x8s, and it's got foam to make it really stiff, and it was twisting and turning. I could not believe it. I sit here and watch. I said, holy hell, this can't be happening. I have never, ever had experienced an earthquake like this before. That's just, I've been in a lot of earthquakes. We have a lot of them up here, but they're always a little ways away, and it sways and rocks and, but nothing like this. I mean, it took my house and just shook it like it was a rag doll. It's unbelievable. The road KGB, I live out 16.5 miles on the main highway called KGB, Connect Goose Bay Road. And across Fish Creek, while I was headed to town, and all of a sudden I went, what the hell? And most people probably don't know what a frost heave is, but the road sank there probably, I don't know, 9, 10, maybe a foot. Oh, God. They're going to come out, I guess, and fill that in. But just for about, probably 100 feet, it just sank. There's no cracks in it. Then I went on up the road and Vine, which goes over to, if you're headed north to Wasilla, there's a road, Vine, which is like on a, kind of like an angle that runs at a 45 degree angle off to the parks, which goes to Fairbanks, because mine goes straight north. And then if you go west out to the parks, well, this road connects the two. And about halfway to that, that's one of the pictures I got on. I mean, that road just literally came apart in one area. I mean, it just broke up all over the place. And, of course, it screwed up the Freddie Myers was out, Walmart's out. Walmart still got structural damage. My Alaska Club, they've not opened today yet either. They've got fire extinguisher stuff. Their sprinklers they got to get done and inspected before they can get open. And I'm telling you, it was a real thriller for a 7.0. But don't want to ever be on the sitting on top of the epicenter again. No, thank you. Been there, done that. Before I bought this property, I sit on the bluff overlooking the Kinnick Bay. And between me and Anchorage is the Kinnick Bay. It's a bay that Matsu Glacier up above comes down. You got to go. I have to go clear north to Wasilla and then across the bridge and back around to get to Anchorage. And I'm telling you, unbelievable what happened up here. course, Anchorage, they had one bridge there at Eagle River when you're going from the Glen Highway in. They had structural damage to an overpass. And then in Anchorage, they had an off-ramp that goes from the Minnesota down to International, and it caved away. And when we went over to Palmer for breakfast, why, there was part of the road there on the right-hand side where you get on the Glen, right-hand side, it just went away. And there was a great big crack, probably nine inches or so across the whole highway. And while we had breakfast come back, and they were putting blacktop in the crack, I don't know what the hell that's going to do, but whatever. But it was a real shaker. Boy, I tell you, like I say, I've been in a lot of earthquakes up here. When I bought this property, I checked the bluff because they had a 9.2 in 1964, which is the second largest earthquake ever recorded and the largest one in the United States. I cannot even imagine what 9.2 would be because those are exponentially, because we had an aftershock up here of 5.6, and it was like a tame kitten compared to the 7.0. That's just only 1.4 difference on the Richter scale. But boy, that every point on that is just astounding. It's just, I don't know what to say, but you gotta. But I'll tell you what. I grew up in Southeast Kansas in Tornado Alley, and you couldn't get me. I will take an earthquake because I'll probably never experience another one like this. I've been up here since 1980, and I've never had anything like this. But there's earthquakes is a common thing in Alaska. They say they have 40,000 of them a year. And there's just little shakes, little quivers. It's no big deal. So I'll leave all those hurricanes and tornadoes to the people in Lower 48. And I'll take my one experience with an earthquake, and I survived. And that's it. I'm done with it probably. Never have another earthquake that I'll have to worry about in my lifetime anyway. Of course, I'm planning on making it to 120, you know, because that's supposed to be our lifespan maybe. And I'm 76 right now. So I still got my health. A little overweight, but that's all right. My biggest concern is probably the federales are going to be come looking for me one of these days because they've made offer. An offer was been quite a few years ago. I met with a guy. They wanted me to back off for some money. And they've been trying to set me up for a long time. The latest one was several months ago. And I had a guy come, and I met him at the Matsu restaurant. And I knew before I went there he was probably a setup. As soon as I looked at his paperwork, as soon as I talked to him in 2 minutes, I knew who he was. He was a setup. Not, as far as I'm concerned, not very good at it. And so I emailed him back and told him he wanted some help and he wanted to know my client list. I said, I don't have clients. I donate my stuff. And we just went round and round. He was trying to find out a lot of information that he had no business if he wanted help. And he wasn't real good at it. So I emailed him and told him, you know, you're not real good at it. But I said, by the way, who do you work for? Never heard from him again. So, and with the information that we've got now, in 2014, the first books and records that I ever know of was Jim McAlpine in North Carolina, and now they're coming after him full bore. They set up a guy to go to his dentist's office and go out and play golf with him. They really want him really bad, probably because of us beating that and his name being out there. Because when you put your name out there, they find out who you are. They're going to come and try to take you down. And now we had another one here. It's been be a month now. I got involved in a reduced to judgment. That the IRS came after these people. They already had a judgment in place from the court. They already had a motion for sale. So all the judge had to do was sign the motion for sale, and it was a done deal. The judgment's already in and out. And it was on Westlaw already. I don't have clients. I don't charge. I work on donations. I give research material. They change it. I always make typos. I don't have to work at that. That's just something natural. I type about 80 words a minute, and I get my thought interrupted or whatever. And so, so it's not my stuff. So I'm not an attorney, not a counselor at law. For y'all IRS folks that are listening, so go to hell. I just provide free research material with documents. Anyway, they filed this motion to dismiss. And amazingly, this judge, which I have knowledge of her in another case, she's a woman, she's a piece of work. She stopped everything and said, well, the United States of America needs to file in an opposition. So they did. And of course, it was all smoke and mirrors, boilerplate BS. Filed in, a reply was filed in, exposing them for what they were doing. And of course, then they went to the magistrate, like it normally would if the whole case was starting over, for a report and recommendation. And of course, this judge signed off on everything is happy. Then the very last line, she said, this case is dismissed with prejudice. That is the first documented case I sent out on my email list, redacted. Eventually, the name was, the parties will come out. But I sent out 7 emails of the evidence of the first that I know of, reduced to judgment, the judge backed down. She already had a judgment in place and redid it and dismissed the case with prejudice. Of course, the attorney for the U.S. of A, of course, he's actually out of the, for the U.S., which I'm going to talk about some of this other here because I got another case coming up here that I'm providing research on. He's pissed. He can't believe it. Well, he said the judge must have made a mistake. I posted his email and it went out to everybody on the list. I took 7 emails to get on the list for the, so I don't go over my quota of emails per hour. And that's on Westlaw. Nothing's happening. And he has, this Purdy has, I think, a few more days, a couple more days to go up on appeal, which he won't do. Because he was obviously out of the loop. It's too hot to handle. It's too hot to handle. And I can unequivocally tell you when, because I dealt with making the video for Joyce Riley on the Gulf War Syndrome, when you piss off those people back in D.C., they get even big time. Because the Department of Defense, when I funded that for Joyce Riley and rented the UAA auditorium and had a doctor come up, his wife had died, and the guy that was in Kamasia in Iraq, well, he was there when the... they destroyed 10 square miles of chemicals and biological stuff, and Joyce Riley all testified, and I gave certified copies to all of the legislature, and only 20 of those slimy pieces of garbage down there showed up, and not a one of them stayed the whole time. I rented the UAA, 920, and there's about probably 250 people showed up, and the people that had the Gulf War Syndrome, I didn't even know they existed to that amount in Alaska. They showed up, and I could not believe it, because Joyce Riley said, you're not going to believe this, and she took over a person that certified Gulf War Syndrome to the Alaska Blood Bank. He went in and said, I want to give blood, and I have the Gulf War Syndrome, and they said, not a problem. They were knowingly contaminating our blood supply. And I witnessed it. That happened. There was one country out of all of Iraq that never had one instance of Gulf War Syndrome, France. They left all their munitions, clothes, and everything in Iraq, and they gave their troops doxycycline, a very cheap antibiotic. We didn't do that to our troops. Isn't that amazing? Why would we not do that? I was so pissed. I'm still pissed. They were testing using our military as lab rats. For what purpose? I don't know. To make super soldiers? Who knows? There was a lot of contention about, but I couldn't really get the conclusive evidence. But our Senator Frank Murkowski knew about it. That ended up governor. And his daughter, that went from being a Democrat to being a Republican, appointed by our governor to take his place in the Senate, is now a senator, Murkowski, which she's a piece of S-O-H-I-T. Unbelievable. Back in a minute.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Well, we're back for a break here, and I have a list. $250 postal money order, or preferably now go to Walmart and send it to a Walmart in Alaska and give me the 9-digit number, and that's the safest way to do it, or postal money order. Do not send cash, because I got a post office contract that puts letters in wrong places, and they're not trustworthy. So cash is not a good thing to send. Anyway, December 3rd is the deadline. I have a list of people that I have not heard from, quite a few yet, way over 100. And December the 4th, I'm going to remove you from the list. Not as a vindictive thing, but you have to either donate the $250 or some portion thereof, or you have to contact me and tell me you can't. That's fine. Just tell me you can't. Tell me why, and I'll put you on the list, keep you on the list. But if I don't hear from you, I guess you have no interest, and I don't know why. I mean, we have the only books and records that I know that anybody's ever won, and now we have a reduced adjustment that I would not give you 15. I would not give you one chance in 1,000 of winning, coming in at the last minute when the motion for sale is already there. All the judge had to do was sign it, and it was a done deal. They are scared spitless of this information getting out, which I'm going to go into detail. But now I have another case that I'm providing research material on, and this gentleman doesn't have a problem with his name and number out there. Of course, when you understand when you do this, you know, they make a target out of you because they don't like people exposing their stuff. And his name is David Toppin, T-O-P-P-I-N. He's out of Massachusetts. And that case number is 4-17-CHARLIE-VICTOR. That's civil. 40011. That's 4-17-CV-40011. Now, what I was working on was September the 1st was the deadline to get information in for admissions, interrogatories, and to do discovery. And so I didn't get it done. And so anyway, it was finished. I finished it up tomorrow, or yesterday. So it was emailed out to them, so they had service. And I'm going to be posting that as soon as I get through the show. It's never been done. Nobody has ever went after these guys. And we're also, what's going to happen is there's going to be depositions this month. Who is United States of America a sovereign body politic? I have 110 cases I found in Department of Justice. I summarized and put them into the public record. It's a public record. And those cases are public records. They're not sealed. They're all open. If you have PACER, you can go look at them. Who is United States of America sovereign body politic? That's a killer. These lower courts, which I'm going to talk about, and the other stuff that we are putting in that we're going to be asking about, they do not want this out. And nobody's ever taken this stuff up. Nobody's ever provided the evidence. There are people that have put it into briefs, but unless you have evidence, they'll say, well, there's no evidence to that, or there's no case to that, or smoke and mirrors, nonsense. You have to understand, there are three constitutionally composed courts in this, in these United States within the several states. One of them is the United States Federal Court of Claims. It's actually in Article 1, but it is the window, the door, actually not the window, it's the door to get into the United States Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, which is the only bona fide Article 3 court, appellate court, that has national jurisdiction when it makes a decision. The only one, the only appellate court. But trying to get there from the United States District Courts, I made one go at it already, and I got to go back and analyze it because that's been about a year and a half ago. And went from the United States District Court in Mississippi on a criminal issue. And instead of appealing it to the Fifth Circuit, we put in an appeal to the United States Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. People down in the Fifth Circuit never recognized it. They just never paid attention, and we had to kick get back out of the Fifth. Said, well, nobody's ever done this. Why? Back in a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus? For a one-time donation to RBN of only $400. It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1.
Okay, well, we're back here. And by the way, I sent out to the IRS list a letter that somebody in Texas that works for IBN, and I left their name and stuff on there and their phone number. If you have any questions, don't call them. Just call me. I answer all questions. I should have redacted the phone number and stuff, the name. I didn't do that. And anyway, you got any questions, it was sent to the IRS and also to the commissioner in the District of Columbia. So as, I'm working up this stuff. This stuff is just so damning. I'm trying to get it out there. Because I have raised a big alert. When this other case, they the last thing they did without acknowledging, they're like Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, dedicated to Lucifer, his book, which I have, never admit the con. And this case, the very last thing, this case is dismissed with prejudice. That means the thing is done, it's buried, it's not coming back. But they didn't agree, they didn't give one iota of evidence admitting the con. And that raises a big alert to me, especially when I have not been getting any calls there for about a month or so, trying to set me up. So I'm sure they're looking for Ralph. So if I go away, well, you know what's, look at the information that's out there, because in there is the key to what's all sorts of things, which I'm going to talk about. For the rest of the show. I just can't believe this. This stuff is so unbelievable. And I have the documentation to prove it. And now we have a case where it's too hot to handle and they walked away from it. That's evidence. Real evidence. It happened. I'd like to have known anybody else that's ever stopped a reduced to judgment case after their motion for sale is already up. The judgment's already in, and the judge changed their mind. But you'll never, they never admit the con. I don't think we'll ever probably get these courts to admit the con. They're just like Hillary and Obama and all them other liars, the party of Satan, which is the Democratic Party and the Democrats, and a whole bunch of rhinos. They're liars. They never admit the con. They just won't do it. It's what they are. But if we can, the people that have the cojones to get the truth and search for the truth is a scarce item. People would rather believe a lie than the truth. And I don't know why. I don't understand why. Anyway, I put out real facts with evidence and documents. And some of this stuff, if you say, well, if this is true, well, then how can that be true? Well, if this is true, well, that can't be true. Logic. Something that I have a knack for. Pronunciation of names, I don't. But logic, I do. So we got to use things we have. So anyway, I put this stuff out. Highly recommend if you haven't gotten on the list, get on the list, or at least, because if you get on the list, there's a 7 post of what happened on this reduced to judgment, and the answers are in that post. In those posts, it's there, all documented. It's redacted the names, but all of the information is there. And now what I'm going to be posting as soon as I get through with the show today is the first ever admissions, interrogatories, and motions for discovery. There's more I could have done, but ran out of time due to the earthquake up here. So, but I got way enough in there. And there's some of these questions are so obvious. And when I stop and think about some of these things, it's just one that I bypassed, and I've been talking about it for quite a while, and it hit me the other day. I said, I had another epiphany. I said, well, this cannot be. Cruikshank, Slaughterhouse Supreme Court cases that interpreted the 14th Amendment. Nothing changed by the 14th Amendment. Nothing. Those 13th Amendments and basically up are all about citizens of the United States, and they are prohibitions on the state law and what's called state actors. They are thou shalt not. That's all they are. They're just sitting up there in D.C. and say, okay, now down there in Georgia, thou shalt not discriminate. When you go to bloat for that black lion gal that was running for governor, God almighty, what a piece of work she is. Communist, unbelievable, anarchist, going to take the guns from people and turn over white people's property to the blacks. What? She thinks she's in South Africa? I don't know. And people vote for these people. We're in trouble, folks. But anyway, the 13th and 14th Amendments, that's right in 15th Amendments, are only for overseeing that the states, and it's assuming the character, that's really important, of a citizen of the United States, assuming the character. You can assume to be a CEO in a corporation and then proceed into court under civil issues. You can assume the character of a citizen of the United States, but you're not one. The courts say, oh, yeah, everybody's a citizen of the United States. That is not true. Cruikshank and Slaughterhouse, and there's 15 cases in this 1938 congressional record that's based on a research done in 1891, based on Supreme Court holdings. Not dictum, holdings. It's a precedent. Never been overturned. We just don't talk about it. So therefore, it doesn't exist. But the thing that hit me, I said, Ralph, what is wrong with you, boy? Congress only has the power to legislate against the states or state actors. What's the obvious thing that's the opposite of that? How can these, quote, states or anybody legislate for citizens of the United States? Congress can only legislate for a citizen of the United States, which is a qualified electorate in D.C. or within the territories in possession. That's it. They have plenary power. They cannot legislate for citizens of the United States, yet they're doing it. And these states are doing it. I said, Rob, how could they get away with that? Well, that's the reverse. How did I miss that? But I know how they're doing it, and I can prove it. That's the important part, having the evidence to prove it. How can the state of Texas, let's just use Texas. How can the state of Texas legislate only for citizens of the United States? That's a pretty fair question, right? When it said the Supreme Court and all those are talking about Congress has got the power to legislate for somebody in the character of a citizen of the United States to make sure Texas doesn't any pass any state laws and say that the Mexicans or the blacks or the Asians or MS-13 or whatever flavor of whatever's can't vote, can't use the elective franchise, or they can't do this, can't do that. I don't have any problem with that. Nobody should. As long as when you come to this country and you accept our culture, Muslims can't be here because you've not accepted our culture. You want to make it another Islamic state, so you can't get the hell out of here. All these illegals, you're not here to make our culture. You're here to get benefits. Bringing your own damn flags from the shithole countries you come from. That shouldn't be here. We have a right. I have a right, just like in my house, it's locked. Who do I invite into my house? We as a country have a right to say who comes into our house, our culture, unless we want to get around to destroy it. Such a simple logic. And the thing is, all these idiots, these communists, actually they're anarchists, because if you don't obey the laws of the on the borders, you have no border. That's anarchy. You have no laws. If I had the money, I'd be down there and I'd get a load of them and I'd take them to these places and dump them out at the front of their house and say, come on in, they want you. All these movie stars or Schumer and all these other idiots. Dump them off in the front yard. Why not? They asked. It's so illogical, this stuff. It's just, anyway, I said, how can the state of Texas legislate only for citizens of the United States? That's a real good question, you think, when Congress, the 14th Amendment is a prohibitive amendment. I've got it. I mean, it's 15 cases say that. Supreme Court, at some point, you got to believe the Supreme Court. They're not totally stupid, you know. So how could they pull this off in front of the American people? How do they get away with this? Because you and me have been brainwashed in these our schools. I went to a small schoolhouse, one-room schoolhouse. Golden Ridge. I was actually the all-Victorian, all of Wilson County. And I went to a little one-room schoolhouse. All I did was read books. There was nothing to do. We had a very small library, and I read everything they had. And I read the encyclopedias because there's nothing else to read. I went to Midway High School. They didn't teach any of this stuff that you really need the truth of what's going on about civil rights versus political rights. You cannot exist in this country without civil rights are good for everybody. They can never be taken away. Even if you're a felon, political rights can. But you cannot be a citizen of one of the several states without political and civil rights and be a qualified elector. You have to have political rights because that's where you're entitled to exercise the right of the elective franchise, the right of suffrage. They don't teach this. I got a case, if you haven't seen it, Virginia. It's an older case, and it goes into great detail on civil rights and political rights, explaining it out in great detail. And when you read it, you go, oh my gosh, there's the truth. Why is this not taught? Because Lucifer, Satan, devil, whatever we want to call this, is down here, is there's more of them than there is of us. There always has been. Always will be. They're in charge. There's more of them than there is us. We have to fight for the truth. The truth is always going to be, we're going to be enemies of all these people. Nobody wants to hear the truth. They really, most people don't. They just don't want to do it. Like Dr. Judy Wood that wrote the book, Where Did the Towers Go? Based on directed energy. You can go to the website, drjudywood.com. Look at it. The only independent forensic investigation of 911. The only one. The government didn't even investigate it. All they did was do computer mock-ups. Airplanes did not bring down the damn towers. These buildings, airplanes can't bring them down. And they sure the heck don't turn buildings to dust. Steel and porcelain and filing cabinets and all these things. They turn them to dust in about 10 seconds. 800,000 pounds went to dust. Don't think so. And there were 7 buildings instead of 2. The airplanes didn't hit them other 5 buildings. And you can't, there's no logic with people. I know the people get a belief system and it is really hard. And I have to work against it myself. Because almost every time I think I know something, I really don't know it. I have to go look and say, do I really know that? Can I find the evidence of that? And logic it out with some critical thinking. That's what we're fighting in this country. I'm shocked that people in Georgia voted for that piece of garbage gal down there that was running, and that other idiot that was running down there in Florida. God, oh, freaking mighty, that guy's he's another communist anarchist. Unbelievable. And people vote for him. Unfortunately, and I don't know why this is, you get somebody black running, then most of the blacks will vote for the black guy instead of the what their qualifications are. I don't know what causes that. Women. Why do we always say, well, they want to have a woman to be the president of the United States? What the hell does that accomplish? If the qualifications to be president is because she's a woman? Are we daft? Insane? Shouldn't be based on color, anything. Other than you can't be a Muslim or some other crazy thing like that, because obviously you, like Obama, he's a jihadist. No doubt about it, he's a Muslim. Married to Big Mike. That's not a woman. Joan Rivers, she's come out against, well, everybody knows that. There's a gay guy or gal up there. Mike or Michelle. Even Obama a couple times got her name mixed up, calling her Michael instead of Michelle. How many people ever get your wife's name mixed up with a male and a female type gender name? Never happened. Even the liars screw up. Anyway, back to this question. How is the state of Texas legislating for citizens of the United States or any state? How do they pull this off? There's got to be evidence of it. Because you see, if you have everybody that is a citizen of the United States, then where is the public officers for Texas? There aren't any. Because citizens of the United States has nothing to do with electing the public officers of Texas, because those are only elected by citizens of Texas that are qualified electors. You can't hold a public office and be a citizen of the United States in Texas and be a state officer or officer of the state of Texas. Now, Alaska's, I haven't looked at Texas. I've looked at the Constitution for the state of Alaska. That's right there, tells you about everything you need to know. The Constitution for the state of Alaska, for, on behalf of some entity, should be the Constitution of Alaska, not for. And you go to Article 2, and it says, well, to be in the House, to be the legislature, you got to be Alaska resident. Back in a minute.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, well, we're back here, and how can Texas have public officers? They got to be a public officer, not officers, public officers. That's different, because they have to have an oath of office as a public officer, which to support the Constitution. They have to get there either by a civil commission with somebody with the authority to appoint them, or a certificate of election by the qualified electors of that state. There are no public officers in any of the several states today. And I can make that statement now, and I'm going to get to it before the show's over. I'm going to prove it to you with evidence. Can't make this stuff up. This is like being in the Matrix. And it's like when Neo come out and vomited and all that other, people can't accept the truth. It is so far out there, it shocks the conscience. Anyway, I was going back to Alaska, because I've been getting all kinds of pieces for this corrupt state up here, which most of them are all corrupt. Article 2, you got to be a resident of Alaska to be in the legislature. Now, if you go to the executive, you want to be the governor, you got to be a citizen of the United States. Now, why is that? Then you go to Article 4, you got to be a citizen of the United States and of the state. So we got three different qualifications for three different, quote, branches of government. But it's a constitution for the state of Alaska, not Constitution of Alaska, like the Constitution of the United States or Constitution of the state of Alaska. Would still work. They're telling us what they're doing. These, like our courts, there are some court for something. If you're for something, that's for the benefit of that entity. Then our legislature. Rule 91, civil rules. Legal effect of rules. Statute superseded. If there is any legislation inconsistent with a rule, the rule supersedes the statute. I can't, you understand what I just said? So the legislature down there is playing in a little sandbox and they do something that's against a rule of court promulgated by the Supreme Court of Alaska. These guys have no public office. They have no civil commissions. They have no power. I conclusively prove they changed the name of the courts. And at all, they're working in administrative districts of the Alaska Bar. All they are is black robe bar people. And we got Vanessa White to sign an order. She's an undersigned jurist. I signed legal documents at the bottom, and I got a law degree. She told the truth, and she stuffed her finger and said, go to hell. She signed it. We pushed on her so hard. So now we have the legislature in Alaska. You'll find this. You just got to look. It's done different in every other state. It's all there. Anything that's inconsistent with the statute or inconsistent with the rule of court is void. It's superseded. But it even gets worse because you go to the next rule, Rule 94, in the civil. They have the same thing in the criminal. These rules are designated to facilitate business and advance justice. They may be relaxed or dispensed with by the court in any case where it shall be manifest to the court that a strict adherence to them would work an injustice. You know what they just said? These damn rules, we don't even abide by them. Our rules trump statute, and we can abandon the rules. What are they describing? They are describing the old Star Chambers out of England, merry old England. That's what's going on in this country. And the back in the game.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can.